an international treaty designed to curb pirated goods, comes out of the shadows. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Advocates of digital rights have long been concerned about the anti-counterfeiting trade agreement, partly because negotiators from the U.S., European Union, Japan, South Korea, New Zealand, and other countries have been working in secret. This week, we get to see the first draft of ACTA. Fears that ACTA would require border authorities to search or confiscate personal electronic devices appear to be unfounded, according to Nate Anderson with technology news site Ars Technica. I asked Anderson why participating countries have felt the need for this trade agreement.
These governments have apparently decided that existing institutions like the World Trade Organization were not good enough for what they wanted to get done as far as cracking down on counterfeiting. And so they have formed an alternate process of their own, and they've been negotiating this for a couple of years.
All right. So what is in ACTA that we know of?
Most of the stuff is fairly straightforward, and it's not the kind of thing that has riled anybody up. But I think what really got people going was there's an entire section devoted to the internet. It's not really devoted to counterfeiting, but to internet piracy, especially of movies and music. And that section contains provisions that say internet providers need to have a plan in place in order to prevent their users from committing copyright infringement online. And if they don't, they assume a lot of liability, and they could end up being sued for some of that behavior.
What have been the biggest points of contention about ACTA? What do the critics say?
The two biggest concerns have been transparency of the process, or the lack thereof. This has all been negotiated in secret. The other concern is with content. And that is, with this internet section, there was a lot of concern that it was going to mandate some fairly strict requirements, such as a three strikes law that would boot people off the internet after they're accused of sharing or downloading copyrighted material a couple of times. And that's the kind of law we already see in places like France. So there was a lot of concern. This was an attempt to force that into American law kind of through the back door.
So how is ACTA likely to affect average internet users? How will you and I feel this?
Well, you know, it's still not clear because the draft, this has not been finalized. It's still being negotiated. Right now, it doesn't look like there's going to be that much direct effect on end users. One of the initial concerns was that some of these counterfeiting provisions were going to give much more power to customs and border guard officials. And there was some concern that they could start doing things like demanding to look through your iPod and trying to determine if you had any copyrighted music on there that you shouldn't have, and perhaps confiscating the device. I mean, in fact, that was such a concern that in the official statement from all the different countries negotiating this that said, we're going to release this document, they addressed that concern. They said, that's not going to happen. It's not in the document. So there have been all sorts of concerns about this, but I think the end result is this isn't going to affect consumers visibly in a very direct way.
That's Nate Anderson with Ars Technica. Trade negotiators are set to unveil their first draft of ACTA on Wednesday. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.